Blog Talk Radio.
This Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. This is the day after Christ is risen. Back 40 days after Christ is risen. He is risen from the dead. Many people saw him. The apostles saw him later on in the upper room. And he had promised all that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not too long from them. You have to remember they got filled in. They didn't really know what to do. They didn't know what would happen next. As I read chapter 2 of the book of Acts, we're going to go from verse 1 to verse. Day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. It filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability, living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was filled with, because each of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, the Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, hear them speaking about God, deeds, and power. All were amazed and perplexed to one another. What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with deep wine." Verse 14, go down to verse 21. But Peter, standing in the 11th, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and this will be what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock. In the last days will be, God says, that I will pour out my spirit upon flesh, upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. Even upon my slaves will fancy and will. In those days I'll pour out my spirit. They shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and everyone involved in Yankee Dodgers. Now, in these 21 verses, there's a lot to be spoken. There's the coming of the Spirit, who heard from heaven the kingdom, it sounded like a rush of violent wind, and divided tongues as with fire. And everyone speaking in a different language. Now, when I was examining this verse 5, verse 13, the thing that caught my attention was the diversity there. The people from all different languages, different countries, different languages, different cultures. I would like to see it work, but I don't know. That's right now, I would say the context is where people from different languages, different cultures. Now, how this spoke to me was the fact that the Holy Spirit is not bound by any culture or language or any land or anything. What this means is the Holy Spirit is available to all. The Holy Spirit can come down on anybody. It can come down on my Russian brother and sister, my African brother and sister, my Japanese brother and sister. He can come down in the primitive tribes, for the Holy Spirit is available to all. And go down, you know, people were perplexed. You know, it's something they had never seen before. You know, I could imagine, say, like a man, Jewish, heard advice from Egypt speaking his language, or somebody from Rome, or Libya speaking in Greek, or the language of Mesopotamia. Which is today in modern day Iraq. You know, a short time ago he had the night, he even knew Jesus. And now that he was standing up boldly to tell the man to hear me what this is really about. He said, these men aren't drunk. These men are. And I'm also struck by, you know, that they used to prophet Joel. And yet none of them, a lot of the Jesus quoted from many different prophets. You know. And Joel and Peter was quoting from Joel. Then in the last days, where God's Spirit upon all flesh, doesn't matter if it's male or female, slave or free, young or old, both men and women. You know, it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, you're the flower of spirit. You know, the young men should see visions, the old men should dream. It's like the Lord's prophesied. I want to live with God. A lot of the older men, so they've lived right. They stand up. So now I looked down, went down to verse 21. Then everyone calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's like the invitation to come to Christ. One of the verse before that. Let's go back to verse 19. And thou shalt forth in the Lord's great and glorious day. I think when you see the eclipse, it kind of reminds you of that. The ideas about this. You know, when I see an eclipse, thing. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. It's kind of nice. They also in this, actually this whole section here is a diversion. You know, to me it tells me that God was for diversion. God is a diverse God. It's open to everything. Not everybody gets up. Whether you're gay or lesbian, transgender, or queer, it cares for everybody. And his gifts are open to everybody. Salvation is open to everybody. You know, sometimes I find it disturbing that in some quarters you have to look a certain way, you have to dress a certain way, you have to dress a certain way. You know, look at the apostles. They weren't rich by any stretch. Actually, a lot of them worked the class, and I'm sure you had a lot of poor. And many of them had, and some came to know him that, you know, dubious, you know, infamous reputation. One reason Jesus is love is the fact that he accepted everybody where they were. You know, I think about Mary Magdalene. She was devotion. This woman that was eternally devotion. He had saved her touch. You know, you got the first place, all the diversity. I don't know what happened to many of the people who speak in tongues, but I pray that many of them went to wherever they were. I pray that they were an influence on the people that they congregated with. I would have loved it then. On the side, I would have loved to have been in that, you know, in that setting. I would have, I had to experience it. First time I heard people speak in tongues, and it was quite a shock to me. It's something I'd never heard. I had read, but I'd never heard it. But one thing I do remember was, and many lives, you know, the lives of people will change. And this is what, you know, God can do this in the day. Well, one thing I would love to see more. I want to see God's power, but I'm not what I used to be. It was a person trying to experience. God allowed me to. Come out. God allowed me to be who I am, who I really am. God really wants. Yeah, I believe that, you know, this is what being Christian is about. Well, for everyone, that's not a big deal. And I've always been very open. You know, I'll love you and pray for you. I always maintain it for the pandemic. We talked about it many times. But if I might well walk the doors of my church, welcome. I don't care who they are. This is why I believe that, God brings us there for whatever reason. God brings us there. I need to be sensitive to that. That's when I read this is totally the power of love showing his mighty wonders to all people. And as I like to continue on, can get to rip one out of those holes without doing it for the chain. So we do it slowly with the coronavirus pandemic right now. Maybe for the guy trying to tell us. Maybe he's trying to say, hey, you know, take a break. So I'm the one that's bringing the peace. Anyway, when I look at the hand, I'm just playing them. When everyone just calls Saint to go check and say, when I look at that, I'm sure there are people who did come to the Lord, have come to the Lord doing this. By the way, by what, in what situation came to me. This is what, I mean, this is how God speaks to us today. And I pray that this episode is falling over with your those kids on the advice. Do that right today. Right here. You know, he's loves to perceive anything in the world. Like I said, it's all different people. They're touched by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can touch your life. And this is Genevieve. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Genevieve. I just pray that this study is your life. Forward, I just pray that you like God. You do it with wonderful love. Thank you, and God bless you.